I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, October 19th. The Orionid meteor shower should be at its most active the next few nights, and there's no moon to get in the way, so it should be a pretty good show. The shower is named for Orion because its meteors appear to rain into the sky from Orion the Hunter. The constellation climbs into good view after midnight, so that's when the shower is at its best, between midnight and dawn. You don't have to look at Orion to see the meteors, though. They can blaze across any part of the sky. The meteors are bits of debris from Comet Halley. The comet sheds grains of dust as it orbits the sun. When Earth crosses the comet's path, some of those grains plunge into the atmosphere. They instantly vaporize, creating the streaks of light known as meteors. Most of the dust grains are no bigger than pebbles, but a few are larger. They form brilliant streaks that are visible even in a somewhat light-polluted sky, and some of them can leave glowing trails that remain visible for a couple of minutes. The shower has been declining in recent years. Halley's comet is near its greatest distance from Earth, so there aren't as many bits of comet dust in this part of its orbital path. Even so, the shower could produce 20 or more meteors per hour at its peak. To watch the Orionids, find a dark but safe site away from city lights. Bundle up against the autumn chill, then sit back and watch the sparks from Halley's comet. We have more skywatching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.